Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.2, User Authentication Techniques. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills Building Applications in the Backend Development for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore key user authentication methods, specifically OAuth and JSON Web Tokens, JWT, the importance of security in user authentication, and practical implementation examples. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to implement user authentication methods to secure applications effectively. Main content overview of user authentication methods. OAuth and JWT user authentication is crucial for any application to ensure that only authorized users can access specific resources. Two widely used methods for achieving secure user authentication are OAuth and JSON Web Tokens, JWT. OAuth is an open standard for access delegation, commonly used as a way to grant websites or applications limited access to a user's information without exposing passwords. It allows users to log in using their existing accounts from platforms like Google or Facebook. For instance, when you choose to sign in to an app using your Google account, OAuth is likely handling that process behind the scenes, allowing the app to access your Google profile data without needing your Google password. JWT is a compact, URL-safe means of representing claims to be transferred between two parties. The claims in a JWT are encoded as a JSON object that is used as the payload of a JSON Web Signature, JWS, structure or as the plaintext of a JSON Web Encryption, JWE, structure, enabling the transfer of information securely. JWTs are often used in authentication and information exchange scenarios. For example, once a user logs in, a server can generate a JWT that contains user information and send it back to the client. The client can then use this token to authenticate subsequent requests. Importance of security in user authentication. With the increasing amount of sensitive data being shared online, the security of user authentication methods cannot be overstated. A breach in authentication can lead to unauthorized access to personal information, financial data, and other critical resources. Security in user authentication is essential for several reasons. Protection of user data. Users trust applications with their information. If an application does not provide adequate authentication methods, this trust is compromised. Compliance with regulations. Many industries have regulations governing the security of user data. Strong authentication methods can help meet compliance requirements. Reputation management. A security breach can severely damage an organization's reputation. It can lead to loss of customers and revenue, making it essential to implement robust authentication processes. Given these factors, it is vital to employ strong authentication methods such as OAuth and JWT, ensuring that user data remains secure and that the application maintains its integrity. Implementation examples. Implementing user authentication using OAuth and JWT can seem daunting at first, but it can be simplified with the right tools and libraries. Here are two examples relevant to the finance and fintech industry that illustrate how these methods can be applied. Example 1. OAuth in a fintech application. Imagine you are developing a personal finance application that allows users to connect their bank accounts for transaction tracking. By integrating OAuth, users can log in securely using their banking credentials without sharing their passwords with your application. To implement this, use an OAuth library to initiate an authorization request from the user's browser to the bank's authorization server. Once the user grants permission, the bank's server redirects back to your application with an authorization code, which you can exchange for an access token. Using this access token, you can securely fetch the user's banking information without ever handling their passwords directly. Example 2. JWT for secure user sessions in a finance application. User sessions need to be both secure and efficient. By implementing JWT, you can manage user sessions without keeping extensive session data on the server. Here's how you can do it. Upon user login, the server generates a JWT that includes user details and an expiration time. This token is sent back to the client, which stores it securely, ideally in memory or local storage. For each subsequent request, The client includes the JWT in the HTTP authorization header. The server validates this token to authenticate the user and authorize access to resources. By using JWT, you keep your application stateless, improving scalability while ensuring that user sessions remain secure. Conclusion: in this lesson, we examined user authentication techniques, focusing on OAuth and JWT. We discussed the importance of securing user data and maintaining application integrity through robust authentication methods. By implementing these techniques, you can enhance the security of your applications significantly. In the next lesson, we will explore data storage solutions and how they can be optimized for your applications. Reflection questions: how would you explain the concept of OAuth to a non-technical colleague? What are the benefits of using JWT over traditional session management? Can you identify a scenario in your current workflow where implementing OAuth or JWT could enhance security?